News Talk 1110 993 WBT, Brent Winterbull Show. TJ, you got some sound for me here? Okay, I want to play this. This has nothing to do with anything we're talking about other than it's just, I think it's darn entertaining, okay? Joe Biden, this is cut 25. The video goes like this. I think I posted it up over at the my Twitter page. They're having an event at the White House. Joe Biden is walking across the lawn. They're playing a patriotic song. And Joe Biden walks up and literally starts talking to nobody. And Jill Biden has to come up to him and say, "Stop." And he stops. It's a shocking piece of video. It's like, are you talking to your imaginary friend? Let's hear it. Go.
I tell you what, I would like to learn it. See that they're coming in.
He walks up. He goes, "I'll tell you what. I'd like to learn how to do it." And then Joe Biden walks up and says, "They're playing the music right now. You're not talking to anybody. The mic is on." And he's all like, "Okay, yeah, hey. But here, rack that bad boy one more time, man. This is good."
I tell you what, I would like to learn it. See that they're coming in.
Yeah. She has to come over and be like, "No, stop. You're talking to nobody. There's nobody you're talking to. Just shh, shh." You know, it was a hit song back in the, you know, if Boomer's listening, he knows what I'm talking about. There was a hit song in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and it was a song called "You're Nobody Called Today." A terrible song. Just a terrible, such an early 80s song. And he was talking to his nobody. He was talking to his, it might have been Crystal Gayle. I can't remember who it was, but it was "You're Nobody Called Today." And that's Joe Biden. He's just standing there playing "From the Mountains to the Prairie." I tell you what, I'd really like to learn it. What do you want to learn? I mean, you're the president. You could probably be taught anything. You'd be like, "Bring me that Russian speaker from the MIT. I want him to teach me Russian. Get me Julia Childs. Get me, I want Julia Childs to show me how to make a spatchcock chicken." Speaking of which, Jim in San Diego. Hello, Jim.
Yes, segue from the spatchcock chicken.
Not spatchcock chicken. And what you do is you serve it with shuttlecocks all around it there to celebrate.
Well, good thing he wasn't yammering about spatchcock chickens up at the microphone.
Well, hold on. I'm going to do it one more time. Go ahead, TJ. Let's hear him again. Cut 25. This is him saying, "Well, I'd like to learn how to do it. I'll tell you that right now."
I tell you what, I would like to learn it.
He'd like to learn it. I don't know. What does he want to learn?
What he's doing is his stream of consciousness. He's just saying what's in his brain at the time. He's not actually talking to anybody, just the voice in his head thinking what he's thinking. So just, you know, give him a break. He's just, you know.
Well, hold on. Here's another one from Biden where he's just musing on things. Go.
And he looked at me and said, "Joe, you should run." I said, "But I feel strongly about all these issues, but I got involved in the civil rights movement and the war." He said, "Joe, you should do it."
He was reminiscing when he was all part of the civil rights movement, too. That I don't remember him ever being a part of. Remember, that was disproven.
My favorite was when he got done with the speech and he looked off stage and goes, "Can I see my family now?"
He never said that. He never said, "Can I see my family now?"
Yes, he did. He looked off the stage and goes, "Can I see my family now?" As soon as he finished doing a speech. You didn't see that?
I didn't. Now, I understand that you are calling to be recognized to respond and defend the honor of the Department of Transportation. Go.
Well, not necessarily just the function of it. There is a function. People say, "Oh, you wouldn't notice it if they left and like went on paternity leave for 6 months to see their adopted baby." You would notice, and you did notice. You know how?
How?
They have what is known as, in the FAA, just to lead up to it, NOTAM, Notice to Airmen. They're issued every week. They're about everything from the towers that aren't working to beacons that might well work at this airport, about winds that might be at this, high winds at this airport. How does that relate to DOT? DOT handles what is known as notice to ship handlers. They issue warnings and advisements about things going on around the world in maritime environments. Lighthouse might be not working. Buoy might not be there. Uh-huh. Channel might not be dredged. Oil pipeline might be...
I knew you were going there. I knew he was going there.
Container ships. And guess who's supposed to sign the notice to ship handlers? Every week, it's got to cross his desk.
Who?
So that you can post it on the wall in the operations center or your ship.
Who?
Or in the hangar of your airplane. Department of Transportation. Head of Department of Transportation. No notice to ship handlers got signed for 6 months.
No kidding. It's unbelievable.
Nobody thinks they're going to notice.
Yeah,
they're
going to notice now. Ain't that the truth? I mean, tell me, Crystal. Is that Crystal Gale? That's not Crystal. Who is Sophia?
Sylvia.
It's Sylvia singing "You're Nobody" called today. That's President Biden. Yeah, I'd like to learn it. You want to learn that? Okay. This is from his heyday. 70s. 704-570-1110. I'm Brett Winterbull. That's a great hour. News Talk 1110-993 WBD.